At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, let's get to a commercial, or no, not a commercial break. I want to read the super chats from yesterday to you. We had a couple of people that were specific to Johnny Mac. Here's the 4 of them that came in. I just screenshotted them, so I'm bringing them back up just because I wanted to give the people the credit for sharing it. Mike Kravitz, the first one there at the top. He says, what do you guys think about Trayvon Walker on the trade block?
Very intriguing.
Johnny fits everything the Eagles are trying to do, except that he's going to need a big-ass contract.
Yeah, and he's from Georgia. Yeah, I've said they have no headliner. They need a headliner. And if they could swing that, you know, obviously there's your headliner. Now, he hasn't lived up to expectations because he was the number one overall pick in the draft, but he's also gotten 10 sacks, I think, in a couple seasons. So, you know, if people expected him to be Aiden Hutchinson, all right, he's not that, but he's still really good. And he would be the best pass rusher on this team walking in the door. Look, I mean, there are certain players, Myles Garrett obviously being the most notable, where you could figure, even in this maintenance offseason, as Howie calls it, TAMU offseason, as I call it, there are certain players they would bend over backwards to try to get. I haven't gotten a feeling that he's that, but I try to get him here. You know, I try to explain what I would do versus what the Eagles would do. I don't think the Eagles are good enough at edge rusher.
I agree. But the problem with him, wouldn't it go back to the contract talk that we just had? They got everybody to pay. We just talked about the complication of paying Nolan Smith. Now you're going to bring in Trayvon Walker.
Well, that's you're putting same thing with Myles Garrett. You're putting him in the group immediately. You're putting him in the group, that demarcation line, above and below. He's right above the line
of getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Eagles, again, I want to make this very clear. I'm not saying the Eagles believe that because I don't know. I'm saying if they would do something like that, Myles, it's easy. Myles Garrett, it's easy. Obviously, he would be above the line. I would put Walker above the line. I am very, very concerned about this edge rushing room. Very concerned. Way more concerned than it seems like the average Eagles fan. There's a lot of upside, but it is completely unproven. Completely unproven. That's scary. When you're a legit Super Bowl contender at that important of a position, I need a headliner. I need a proven headliner.
You think Trayvon's good enough to be that?
I do, especially on this team.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been good. He hasn't been as good as, you know, for the number one overall pick, but that two straight years of double-digit sacks, I could see him really flourishing in Philly.
Yeah.
I don't think Nolan Smith would get paid, though, if you brought in Trayvon Walker and paid him. I really don't. I'm sorry. I just don't think they're going to be able to pay that. Think about it. Now you have Jordan Davis making, let's just say, anywhere between 12 and 18. You have Jalen Carter making anywhere between 32 and 40 million. You're going to have Nolan Smith, who's probably north of 20 million.
Yeah, you might
Trayvon
even
Walker, who's north of 25 million. Something's not adding up, John.
Well, you may have to make some difficult decisions elsewhere. Yeah, yeah, as they've already done. But this guy's better than anything you have. I'm sorry.
You have to make a difficult decision on offense where everybody's making money.
I know everybody gets tremendously loyal to the players they have.
No, I'm loyal to the name on the front, not the one on the back, John.
Well, I mean, I love you, but you fall in love pretty quick. I mean, this guy's just better. He's 6'5", 272, too. You get some size and physicality in there, too. I mean, this guy's a monster. You talk about believing in your developmental program.
Yeah, it's true.
If you want to believe in a guy, believe in this guy. This guy's just better than what you have. And it's not particularly close, I might add.
Is it more valuable trading for and paying him than drafting another edge at 32 where you could get a rookie contract?
Yeah. I mean, the upside with this guy is just, and I think people, he's good. He was good.
Yeah, no, he's really good. He had two straight years of double-digit sacks. I think he's got 20 and a half sacks in his last two seasons. He's been good.
Yeah.
I wonder, John, where they are, I think they're in a mode where they need to capitalize on their draft picks. They know that. And they probably would like to get productive edge play on another rookie contract because that's the most valuable first-round pick they can
already got. I already got upside. I got upside in Nolan. I got upside in Jalix. I got upside in Ojalari.
What about cheap production, though?
Well, I mean, do you want to win a Super Bowl again or do you not want to win a Super
Bowl? Well, they just won one with a lot of cheap production, and soon that's not going to be so cheap.
Well, yeah, they did. But Josh wasn't cheap. Wasn't super expensive. But again, I think people downplay what Josh was for this team. I don't know how to say it at this particular position. I want a headliner.
Yeah.
And they do not have a headliner. You can talk yourself into it over 9 games.
Which is basically what I've done, you know, on Nolan Smith. But I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't. You can cross your fingers; it could work out. But I'd prefer to have a more proven commodity at that position.
Makes sense. Good super chat there from yesterday, Mike Kravick. Thank you, brother. Oh, wrong thing. Let me hit this. Mike, thank you, man. You guys, we had 4 supers yesterday that we missed for John, who had to leave early. So I just wanted to read them to him. So that was the first one from Mike Kravick on Trayvon Walker. Great question, Mike. Thank you, brother. William Robinson is next. He dropped 2 in. John, he says, I had a realistic prediction that we go 11-6 this year. This includes strength of schedule, roster turnover, new coaches, startup costs with rookies, new players, and growing pains. What say you, John? And then he says, and we two-peat as a wild card. Eagles glasses on. LOL, go Birds.
Well, I think I had them at 11-6 last year, so I undersold them. But, yeah, I mean, we haven't even hit the draft. So, I mean, right now they're clearly not as good as they were last year.
Right.
But again, there's a lot of moves and machinations to come. Got some more turnover in the coaching staff. I would expect a step back. I would have expected a step back if somehow they could have been the first team in the free agency era to run back everybody, just from the standpoint of how everything clicked and health and all that. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but right now, without adding anything else, yeah, they look like about an 11-win team. I have no problem with that. And they're probably not going to win the Super Bowl, but there's a lot of moves to come. And they got to hit in their draft picks, and maybe they got to do something on the trade market as we just discussed. But to assume that everybody is going to step up from Kaylee Ringo.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Go to Sidney Brown, to Moro Ajomo, to Nolan Smith, to Jalix Hunt. Aziz Ojulari is going to become Zach Bond. This year's Zach Bond, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that is a big ask. Big ask.
I mean, if you're going from an odds-based perspective, what you normally do, John, it's pie in the sky. Is what it is. It's basically impossible.
It's not going to happen. Maybe one or two, but not all of them.
Good stuff there. Appreciate the super chat, William. William Robinson. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Last one here from yesterday. Jason A team checked in with $20. Jason, we love you, brother. One of our legend members. You were in here earlier today as well with the super chat. We appreciate you. You know that, brother. He says, seeing BG retired makes me feel so old. We drafted BG right before I graduated high school. I remembered no one wanted him at first. To see him grow through the years has been amazing. I was hoping one more year, but it's time. BG number 55.
I'm glad somebody talked about BG. Boy, I was disgusted yesterday.
Yeah. Our metrics were low on BG. John was not happy about it.
I mean, my God, what else do you want from this guy?
John, this is funny. We signed Harrison fucking Bryant and get 7,000 views on YouTube. Yeah. And BG, a 15-year Eagle legend in Philly, retires and we get 1,100. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I thought there was something wrong with the metrics. I'm like, did we screw up and not put this up at the right? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, I mean, I love the guy personally, but I also think he's a phenomenal player. I always say, to me, what really resonates talking to players and coaches. I mean, when AJ Brown, like I'm high, I admit, I'm high on Kaylee Ringo because AJ Brown told me to be high on Kaylee Ringo. You know, I'm hearing so many coaches talk so glowingly about Brandon Graham over the years, and they weren't bullshitting. You know, sometimes you're Lou Holtz and things. This guy was a problem for everybody that was playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and one of the great players in franchise history, borderline Hall of Famer. I don't think he'll make it. I think he should make it. I really believe that. One of the best two-way edge defenders of his generation, could do it all. Not a one-trick pony, not a pass rusher, not just, you know, like, no offense to guys like Max Crosby, and they get all the money I mean, Brandon Graham is so much fucking better than Max Crosby, just as an overall player. I'm talking his prime, obviously, not at 35, but
you can make an argument maybe even at 35. That's one of my favorite things about BG. He played amazing until the end.
Well, he did, but he was, you know, they were cognizant. Max plays every play, so I'm not gonna, but you know, Max, that's the thing about Max. I don't know why I just picked Max out, but he's a very good player. I'm not trying to dismiss that, but he's more just a pass rusher. Brandon did everything well, everything well. Could play inside, could play outside, could do whatever you asked. And I know Jim Schwartz believes that. And I know Bick was only here with 1 year with Brandon Graham. Took him about 2 weeks to figure out, I'm playing that guy at 35. Phenomenal player.
Yeah. He was basically our best edge last year, and before, not best, but him and Sweat were our two headliners, if you will, before the injury last year. So BJ, well done, and great another great comment there from Johnny Mac. We appreciate all the super chats yesterday. So Mike Kravick, great conversation on Trayvon Walker. I got to post that one out. Johnny Mac's thoughts on that. William Robinson and Jason A-Team, thanks all you guys for the support yesterday. Apologize, I didn't get to read them to John yesterday, but we got you today, so we appreciate that. One more super chat from today's show. Anwan Atkins, he says, get John a goddamn headliner, Eagles.
Yeah, I need a headliner. I need, and it doesn't have to be Trayvon, but you need somebody at the Josh Sweat level. And how do you get that? They don't have that right now. They don't. Nolan Smith may become that.
I liked your response to Trayvon Walker. Honestly, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, well, I think that guy's got a massive upside.
Yeah.
That hasn't been tapped into.
I agree.
And he's still young enough to tap into it. He's just, he's got everything you need from a physical trait. You don't get picked number one by accident. He's just physically built to be a superstar. So that's part of it. He's been very productive, even though, you know, he didn't live up to expectations of being the number one overall pick.
Right.
That if the Eagles could pull that off, and it would be very difficult to pull off, but if they could pull that off, he would step into the building as their best player at the position. He would. So I'm not saying it's not difficult. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying they even like him, but they should. And I can't imagine why they wouldn't. So if that's a possibility, they can explore it. I don't even know if it's a possibility.
Right.
But I, you know, for the question, it was, would you know, basically, what was the question? Would I do it? I would do it.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, they have a lot of hurdles, but I would move mountains to do it. Like, I think everybody gets that with Myles Garrett. They would have moved mountains if it was a possibility. I'd move mountains for this kid. I'm not comparing them on accomplishment, because obviously you can't.
You're talking about impact to the Eagles?
Yeah, I'm talking about the upside as well. He's still only 24.
Yeah, crazy young. Another George. This George thing's getting weird. John, there's a world that exists where you could have Azeez Ojulari, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and Nolan Smith on the front next year. That's all Georgia guys. With the Kobe Dean and the at linebacker and Keely Ringo.
Yeah.
At corner and seven, maybe Lewis Cien at safety.
They got seven guys. I wouldn't count on Lewis Cien at safety.
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying my point there, I wanted to put him in there.
Yeah, they got seven Georgia guys. So why not make it eight? But if you do make it eight, probably once, you know, it's going back to seven. Let's put it that way.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, we'll get to our one more commercial break. When we come back, I got one more topic, all right, for Johnny Mac to close out the show for the last 15 minutes or so of the show today. And that's on Quinyon Mitchell. All right, so we'll talk about that when we return. I want to thank everybody for being here. Hit that like button. Great crowd in here today. Again, you guys have been crushing it, helping Birds 365 grow like a weed. So thanks all you guys. Hit that like button. We'll be right back on Birds 365.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.